So, this is my get to know me podcast. So, my name is Shayna, and I am a teenager, and I have a genetic disease that caused me to go blind throughout my life. Basically, what happened is when I turned, or when I was in seventh grade, I had gotten a new pair of glasses, and I couldn't see a sign, and my mom was concerned. They brought me into eye doctor, which led me to a specialist, which led me to another specialist that had found out that I had Rhodopsin dystrophy. So, I'm gonna start from the beginning, and with my childhood. My childhood was pretty normal. I was sighted, and I didn't know anything really about blindness or anything like that. My favorite things to do were play sports and to draw with my dad, paint with my mom, basically anything art related. Like I said, I was always into sports, and one of my main sports was soccer and running. And I tried everything else, and I did t-ball, baseball, all of that. And so, I was really into that. If it wasn't sport, it was art and drawing. Since I can remember, I've always been drawing. I was inspired by my dad. My dad's a really good drawer. And so, I drew almost every day of my life, and I kept drawing, and I got really, really good at it, and took art classes, and just really found a passion for it. Another thing I really loved to do, and I still do, I just do it differently, is read. So when I was younger, I would read normally, or not normally, but with sight, I would read normal size or standard sized books and prints. So I always had a stack of books, and I was always reading, and I was reading graphic novels because another thing about me is that I really, really enjoy superheroes and stuff, and I actually dipped into cosplay for a little while there. Until I was in seventh grade, I had the typical childhood, I guess. And so it was in middle school, of course, since it was seventh grade. Which isn't an easy time for anyone. You got hormones, you got different things going on, and you're changing. And not only was my body changing in the normal ways that it does when puberty hits, I was losing my eyesight. So I already kind of went over how that went, but at the end of seventh grade was the first time I ever been mentioned to a case manager or had any awareness to it. And I didn't have an IEP yet, and in eighth grade I had an IEP, and for most parts, eighth grade went pretty well. I mean, a lot of teachers didn't know what to do because I was losing my vision so rapidly, so it was a little harder that way. I also got bullied a lot in middle school, but I'm gonna save that for another episode. So I got through eighth grade. It wasn't easy. I had other health problems going on because I was just so stressed and confused. But I had a really good English teacher that understand, and he worked with me, and he was just great. And I still thank him for that to this day. And you know who you are. So, then I had genetic testing done. And they basically, with recording dystrophy, there's several categories that it can fall under, and they were most likely expecting me to fall under one of those categories, but that didn't happen. So I have an unknown disease. So they thought that my vision might plateau or might stay for a while. But as we went to eye doctors and as we got our recent checkups, we saw that every 6 months my vision had dropped. So, yeah, so that was tough. Freshman year was difficult. I was learning Braille, but I wasn't fluent in it, and I'm still learning because it's not an easy thing to learn. And we'll have another episode about learning Braille and tips on learning Braille. So yeah, so now, so freshman year, that was a little tough. I had a lot of trouble in some certain classes. I actually was in advanced classes. And because sometimes I want to get my work done on time or something, the teachers would get upset with me and thought that I didn't belong in an advanced class. But I had the same scoring as a lot of the kids in there. So that's a little, that's different. I can talk more about dealing with people that think you can't do something, and self-advocacy. I also had a couple. Of course, everybody has boyfriends and girlfriends during these ages. I had a couple, but they didn't really mean anything. And I think most of it was just to have somebody to talk to, even if they didn't understand. That was hard too. I lived in a really rural community, so they didn't know much about blindness. So I had gone and we researched and we found outreach nights from a school for the blind, and I had done a program here, which was a weekend, and I stayed with other kids that were blind, and I met my boyfriend that I have been dating for a year and almost 4 months now, and made some really, really great friends that understand what I'm going through and get me. The school, going to a blind school is such a change. I had Braille every day, oh, now I'm every other day, and I had employment skills and other classes that helped me prepare for my future. Back at my older school, back in that town, it was really, really hard to find a job, and I tried. And by the time I did get set up with DVR, I was already moving to the school for the blind because it's a residence. So I moved there, and then yeah, so I'm here now, and it's going great, and I'm learning Braille and O&M at a rate that I'm more happy with. Along my way, I've met other blind people, not through school. I believe it was in 8th or 7th grade, I met my very first blind person ever in my life. It was kind of scary because I was told that, oh, this could be you someday, like basically that I was gonna lose my sight. And I never met a blind person before. But actually what happened is there were some kind of ties between my uncle and this lady, and so I got to meet her, and she showed me all that she could do. She's a single mother too, so she just showed me that I still have opportunities and still have the ability to do things. With that, I've done so many cool things with my school and through programs, and I just really am blessed with that. Because of my visual impairment, and now, which is known as blindness, because I lost all my vision this year recently, I got to travel to Scotland and Ireland with my aunt and grandma. They wanted to take me so that I would experience and have something to remember visually. So I can talk to you guys about what it was like traveling in Scotland and Ireland, about that too, and just traveling in general when you're visually impaired. Another thing that I really want to embrace on this podcast is that teens with blindness are also just as capable and have just as much fun as ones that are sighted. So I still do Instagram, I still take selfies, I still do all the same things most teenagers do except for drive. But there's ways around that, like bus transportation and Uber and Lyft, and if you have a really cool mom like I do, she'll drive you all these places. And if you find cool friends that can drive you, if your town has a taxi service, like there are so many ways around getting around without being able to drive, and if you're not sighted. So there's also walking. You can just walk in. And that's O&M, and you learn all those skills, which I will talk to you guys more about that. I just want to say thank you for just listening, and I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope this becomes something. I hope something comes out of this, and yeah, so thank you. See ya. Or will I?